This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL, headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Football Nation, where football fans live. NFL and fantasy football, we discuss it all here on Football Nation. I'm Bill Enright, alongside Todd DeVries. What's going on, Todd?
Not much, my friend. We are inching ever so closer to the season, Bill. It's a Thursday night, so what are we at now? 3 weeks away?
Yeah, 21 days.
3 weeks from action, from real action.
21 days, exactly 3 weeks from tonight. We'll have real, live, regular season 2013 NFL football. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's about time. But you know what? The preseason is actually getting a little more intriguing as we inch along here, right? I mean, we've got a slate of games tonight, Friday, Saturday. Not bad. And then, you know, these are the 2 weeks, weeks two and three of the preseasons, when you see a lot of the starters playing a quarter or even a half. So these are the two best weeks of the preseason to kind of gauge and see who's doing what out there.
Yeah, it really is. We get to see the starters for an extended period of time compared to week one and week four of the preseason, where they only really play one series, if at all. At least in the second and third preseason weeks, we see them for maybe a quarter or maybe a full half. Unfortunately, us as fans, Todd, we still have to pay full price for those season tickets.
Oh, of course. Of course we do.
Yeah, it's a little rough on the pocket, but what are you going to do? Yeah, we're gonna boo that one.
You know, what are they going to do? Change it?
They can't do it now. They've been robbing us for so long. I mean, now that we're just used to it.
There's nothing you can do about it, man. It's just, it comes with the territory. You know, you want to go to the if you're a season ticket holder, they come as a part of the package. So, I don't know. There's not much you can do about it.
No, there's not. Want to quickly thank our producer, Kevin Collins, making the magic happen behind the scenes. How's it going today, Kev?
Going well. Number 12 is okay, so safe and sound. I'm a happy man.
I heard there was some news coming out of New England yesterday, Bill.
A slight bit.
Just a minor.
Apparently, my helicopter caused quite a stir yesterday.
You know, we're gonna get into that in just a little bit.
I was just trying to beat the traffic, Bill. And yeah. You know, all of a sudden, I get all these texts and tweets from people. I'm sorry to alarm everyone.
No, we're gonna discuss that in just a little bit. We're gonna definitely discuss Tom Brady and the crazy panic, the chaos that the mainstream media caused with Tom Brady's knee injury. We're going to get into a lot of stuff today, Todd. We're going to go into a little fantasy football strategy. We all know it's draft season, so we'll try to help everyone make their fantasy drafts as successful as possible. We're going to talk some of the NFL preseason games other than the Patriots and the Buccaneers. We'll have a dedicated segment just for that game, though. But we're going to discuss the 15 other preseason games, tell you guys something to watch for. Kerry Bird from ColdHardFootballFacts.com is going to join us in just a little bit, maybe a half an hour away from Kerry's interview. And also, very special guest, Jenny from Fox Sports North. She is part of the Fox Sports Girls road trip promoting the launch of Fox Sports One. She's going to be at Gillette Stadium tomorrow night for that Patriots and Bucks preseason game. So Jenny's going to call in a little bit later on the show, hear what she's doing on the road, and kind of pick her brain a little bit about what's been happening on that road trip. I mean, can you go wrong with a bus full of very attractive women that love sports?
Nah, can't go wrong with that. She's a Vikings fan, from what I understand, too.
Yeah, that's what I read on her profile. She was born and raised in Minnesota, but she played lacrosse at BU.
So she's a total sports freak. So it's not, yeah. You know, she knows what she's talking about. She plays fantasy football. Yeah, you know. Looking forward to talking to her, see what she's thinking this time of year. She treks across the country.
We want people to call in today, 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500, or you can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We want to know your immediate reaction to hearing about the Tom Brady injury. We want to know what went through your mind, how you felt. Were you, depressed? Maybe thought the season was over before it even started? Or did you know that, you know, Brady was going to be okay? After all, he's Tom Brady. And, he's always a guy that's on the field despite that 2008 ACL injury, kind of a freak accident.
Yeah, you know, Bill, with all the bad news that has been happening to the Patriots during this offseason. Just a lot of news, whether you want to call it bad or not. Some of it was horrendous. Some of it was just questionable. You know, you had the Welker stuff, Tebow, Hernandez, Gronk. It's just been a laundry list of just negative news. So when this came down yesterday, if you, you know, saw maybe come across your the ticker on your TV screen,
right?
And you're a Patriots fan, you must have just been like, oh, my God. Because this is the one that, you know, the Patriots obviously can't afford to deal with if it was indeed a real injury worth worrying about.
Now, if this, let's say, let's just play devil's advocate, or let's just do a hypothetical situation here.
Okay.
If Brady was gone for the season, is that the worst story of the year? Does it take over the Hernandez story?
I think so.
It eclipses that one, huh?
Because Hernandez is gone. Yeah, terrible, obviously, but as far as, like, you know, at least he can look forward to the football season. Like, when all that went down, you know, it was a shock to the system. You're like, you know, unbelievable story. But at least you were like, you know what? We're the Patriots. We got Tom. We got Bill. At least on the football field, we'll be back. You know, we'll be in good shape. We'll be all right for the season. But if you lose Tom Brady 3 weeks before the season opener, well, then you're done. Right?
I mean, at least they had Ryan Mallett. It's not like Tim Tebow was the second-string quarterback. At least there was a little bit of a bumper in there.
The whole story has been, Bill, and you and I have talked about it. We talked about it on Tuesday's fantasy football show, the FF Champs show here on Patriots Radio. You know, Tom Brady, as long as he's under center, the passing game will be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
These targets
might not look great now, but by the time they get into the season, he'll have a rapport with these guys. They'll be all right. Gronk comes back even better. Then they're going to be just fine. But if you got Ryan Mallett with all these new receivers, then you got a problem. A little bit of a problem. I mean, let's be honest, Bill. When Bledsoe went down years ago to put Brady into this situation, when starting quarterbacks have gone down, it goes down every year, hundreds of times. Starting quarterbacks go down, and the guys come in, backups, and more than often than not, they come in and they just try to manage the game. Right. You don't usually have a guy come in and lead you to multiple Super Bowls, you know?
The Tom Brady's, the Kurt Warner's, they're very, very rare.
Very, very rare. So I don't want to take anything away from Ryan Mallett, but given the situation with all the new pieces on offense, he would be in trouble, I think, throwing Mallett into the mix. Of course he would be. So, Bill, if Brady goes down, to me, that would trump all these other stories. Your season would be over before it began.
Pats fans, we want to hear from you. 855-728-7500. Your initial reaction after hearing the Tom Brady injury news, Todd. I was watching ESPN when it first broke, and I kind of had a different outlook on things than most people. I mean, it was chaotic for a good 2 hours in there. People feared for the worst, and I didn't really understand why. The initial report was that Brady got injured during practice, sat out for one play, came back, completed the 11-on-11 drill, walked off the field under his own power, and then went to the trainer's room. That was the initial report. And then suddenly it kind of transformed into this crazy story that Brady left practice with a knee injury. We don't know his status, right? We don't know his status yet, but it was the same injury. It was the same knee from 2008 and his ACL. We don't know what's the latest right now. It was just crazy, man. It was crazy.
What was that laugh track that was just put in there? Was that you, Kevin? What the heck is that?
Who
is
that?
Tom laughing at all you guys.
Oh, that's Tom laughing?
That is not his laugh.
It is his laugh.
Is that like really him?
Sounds like an evil villain. Or something.
Sounds like an ogre.
Yeah. Jeez.
What the hell's Brady with that laugh?
I just wanted to make sure that people didn't think that was me laughing when you were talking about Tom Brady's injury, Bill.
Yeah.
That's not him. No way. That sounds like a 7-foot monster. Is that Andre the Giant? Who is that?
Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
Ugh, Kevin's not going to tell us who that really is.
Yeah.
Swear to God, that's Tom Brady.
It's definitely modified.
It's Brady.
Yeah. Did you slow it down?
No, it's not modified. It's Brady. On one of his Patriot Monday interviews.
Wow. All right.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Cheer for Tom. Give all your love to Tom.
That was from his Family Guy stuff.
Oh.
All right, so Bill, you're watching TV. The news initially breaks. What you're trying to say is the first report, the very first report, like a minute after it happened, was a pretty reasonable report. He got hurt. He walked off. Everything should be fine, right?
It was Mike Reese out of ESPNBoston.com. Everything, right? Just like you said, Todd, it was seen like a very, you know, he just took the
an
rest
upfront
of the day
report. Off. He stated the facts. Everything
exactly.
Not a huge deal, other than it's Tom Brady, but it's still. But then 15 minutes later, what you're telling me is, because I was in my car running around with kids and stuff, so I was a little late to the party on the thing. Heaven forbid I was 20 minutes late to learn the news when you were right on it in about 20 seconds.
You bet.
But what you're saying is 20 minutes later, you know, the spin doctors in the media started to, you know, spin this thing out of control.
It was crazy because they only reported on about half the facts. Instead of saying Tom Brady walked off the field under his own power after completing the drill, it was Tom Brady left practice with a knee injury. So, yes, that was true. Brady did leave the practice. He did have a knee injury. But tell the whole truth. Don't tell me part of the truth. Tell me all of the facts. And that's what I have a problem with. The media likes to create all this chaos. They like to spin it, and so they get a bigger audience. And I just hate that crap, man. I really do. If you heard the initial report, you wouldn't have been worried at all. I feel bad for Pats fans or anyone with Tom Brady on their fantasy team that had to deal with that for 2 hours because it's ridiculous.
Kevin,
if you were
Kevin, are you still there, bud?
I'm here.
All right, take us through your day. Like, where were you when you heard this? What was your reaction?
I was in a meeting, and Bill texted me. To be honest with you.
Bill
was breaking news.
So you were in a meeting like a couple hundred yards from the actual injury.
I was in a meeting upstairs, and I got a couple texts saying from friends that were actually at the practice that said, Brady just got hurt. We don't know what happens. He's limping badly. And then Bill texted me like, did you see it? What are you hearing? Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't have anything to add because I was in a meeting. So I was terrified. I thought the worst because I heard that I heard from a couple people that it was kind of a non-contact injury at first, which scares me more than if he got fell on or fallen upon.
Right.
So the fact that once I started to hear the facts of that someone actually bumped him, I was like, okay, that's a little better. Because you fear those like Vinny Testaverde injuries where he just goes back to pass and just crumples to the ground and tears every ligament in his leg.
Like what happened to RG3 last year.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the ones that I fear the most. You know, you're playing old man basketball against another guy and he just crumples to the ground and tears his ACL when you don't even touch him.
All right, so Kevin, the meeting's over.
Meeting's now, over.
What are you doing? You know, how are you trying to verify what the heck's going on?
I ran right to Tom's bedside. You know, I was holding his hand. I was saying, Tommy, it's okay. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this.
Yep.
About a half an hour, you know, the weeping stopped, and, you know, he kind of stabilized himself, and I gave him one of those Hoodsy cups and a lollipop, and I put a Band-Aid on his knee, and then I got my helicopter and went home.
Now, here's where the helicopter stuff comes in, Todd. Here's where the helicopter stuff comes in. So I wrote a report on footballnation.com. You can check it out. It's like Tom Brady's not – injury's not serious. Don't panic. I'm pretty sure I'm one of the first ones to report this story. I had it up on the site at 4 o'clock. It took everyone else till about 6 o'clock to catch on to what I was saying 2 hours earlier. But so I go onto Twitter, as I normally do. I start tweeting that Brady's fine. There's nothing to worry about. Instant backlash. You don't know what you're talking about. This injury's serious. He had to leave practice. It's the same knee as it from 2008. I heard a helicopter's there airlifting him to the hospital. And that's when I had to call Kevin. I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm texting Kevin. I'm texting Kevin right now. I'm like, dude, is there a helicopter on the field? I knew he was up there. I didn't know he was going to be in a meeting.
Kevin, can you play the helicopter with Tom laughing?
So there was no helicopter. There was no need for being airlifted. There was no need to panic.
Yeah.
The story now is that, you know, did he practice today, Kev?
He did practice. I saw him with my own two eyes.
That's impossible. It was so serious. Just 24 hours ago.
Today.
There's no way.
He's probably going to play in the preseason game tomorrow night. It's just so absurd, man. It's so friggin' absurd.
Bill, that's where we're at. You know, that's the way the media is this time of year. And just in general, you know, they want to sensationalize everything. We try to do our best not to get caught up in that. It's hard to do, you know. And people want to be first. They don't want to be correct. They just want to be the one to report it first, no matter what kind of facts they have right or wrong. Look at the other stories bouncing around the NFL, Bill. I mean, earlier in the week, you had the whole Jamal Charles thing, right?
Yep, of course. The running back from Kansas City left practice with a foot injury, got carted off the field, but the only reason why he got carted was because their training facility is uphill, and he didn't feel like walking.
And I can't get up.
And what was the verdict on him, right? He's out for the year, right? It was so serious when it happened. I mean,
sprained foot, day-to-day, MRI, x-rays negative.
Right, so he's
no
fine.
Structural damage.
The other one where the Spin Masters really worked their magic, though, Bill, is with the RG3 stuff.
And this one, Todd, it really gets you mad, I know that, because it's really just Robert Griffin III talking to the media, head coach Mike Shanahan talking to the media, and both of them telling the people what's on their mind, telling the truth. And I know this won't get you fired up.
It does. I mean, Kevin sits through a lot of these interviews and press conferences, especially with our man Bill Belichick, who doesn't divulge any information. It's just they're the worst interviews possible. They're all robots. Every athlete out there seems to be conditioned to be robotic in their answers. Fill the answers with cliches, Bill. You know, don't give anything. What Robert Griffin III is doing, in my view anyway, is that he's just kind of telling the truth. He's just like, you know, he's been asked the question. Basically, the question is, do you want to be out there during the preseason games, right? That's basically the basic question that he's getting asked.
Right.
And what he says is, yeah, I really wish I was out there playing, you know?
Of course.
And then they try to spin it into, well, the coach won't let you and you want to be out there and it's a big controversy. That's not. It's ridiculous, you know? What's going to happen here, Bill, is you have an athlete who actually gives you some decent quotes, and he's not – I don't think RG3's trying to sensationalize anything. He's just kind of saying what's on his mind, and what's going to happen is he's going to kind of – I guess the right – it's not the right word, but he's going to kind of learn from this that it's not worth speaking your mind, even if you're not saying anything controversial. Because it will wind up being controversial. So what's going to happen a couple weeks from now, a couple months from now – later in RG3's career, he's just going to button up and just not give you anything because it's just not worth it.
And it's really a shame because you do like the honesty from a player and you do like the honesty from a coach. And it's sad to see what's happening now with the Redskins, Shanahan, and RG3 because you're right, Todd. I think in a couple weeks or a couple months from now, that stuff's going to end. And, you know, RG3 gives a good interview, but sadly, because of the way the media takes things and they spin it, we're not going to get that raw, honest reaction anymore.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage.
Who is that?
Come after me.
Oh, I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm 40. Yeah. Oklahoma State coach?
Gundy, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Kevin's on fire today on the board.
Good job,
Kevin.
He's got laughter, choppers. He's got everything going on.
Gotta have the helicopter.
That's
actually
a
recording of my own helicopter, the one that you saw yesterday.
Yeah, you just recorded it.
Just stuck my iPhone out the window and just recorded.
Beautiful.
When I saw that, I almost spit out what I think I was drinking, like water or something, iced tea. Oh, I heard a helicopter's on the field. I was like, what? Are you nuts? But.
Ugh.
People just, I don't know why they get caught. I wish more people, it was such an odd time. I mean, I'm the only loser watching TV, NFL, NFL insiders, because that's my job. So I'm probably one of the only people watching at 3:30 in the afternoon. If more people heard the original report like I did, they would have had the same reaction.
Hey, but instead, you're a loser.
Yeah, thanks. Instead, they look on Twitter and they look on the scrolling, you know, ticker on ESPN, and they see Tom Brady lose practice with a knee injury, and all of a sudden, it's, you know, he's out for the season instead of being, he'll be back at practice tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's not a good headline, Bill.
I guess
you full of s***.
All right, Bill, enough ranting about the media.
855-728-7500. I want to hear some Pats fans' reaction to what happened yesterday with Tom Brady. We have Matt in Columbia on line one. What's going on, Matt? How can we help you today?
What's going on? How's it going, guys?
Now, you're from Columbia. It says Columbia on my call screener here. Is that where is that?
Columbia, Connecticut. It's like halfway between, it's like in Marlboro, halfway down to the casino on Route 2.
All right, so it's not Central America, Columbia.
No, everybody asked me that.
Because I was expecting you to say, hola, amigo, ¿cómo estás? And when you didn't, I kind of assumed know. I got the point that you weren't in, you know,
Bill,
South
you
America.
Are the worst with geography.
Amigo
worst.
Con grande cabeza.
Why? Colombia is not in Central America?
Amigo like, con grande cabeza.
There's a Colombia in every state in this country.
Well, I thought it was... Yeah. Yo soy fiesta. I was expecting that to pop up. Anyway, so Matt from Columbia, Connecticut. Yeah, what can we help you with today?
Well, first of all, I found you guys last year, and you guys have been a big help. I came in third in my league. I had to revamp my team kind of like Kevin did. So, mad props to you. I subscribed this year, so I'm looking forward to the fantasy league. But I'm actually, right now, we're not drafting until the end of the month, but I'm kind of keeping an eye on how the cheat sheet's going and stuff like that. I'm in a PPR league, but it's half a point PPR league.
All right.
And the quarterbacks get 6 points instead of four, and they get 10 points at 400 yards.
Yep.
So they're kind of like heavily, a little bit on the quarterback, more so than not. And I know, like, I'm not supposed to draft a quarterback too early, but, I mean, because of that swing of points, do I draft in round six or five as a quarterback instead of waiting until eight or nine?
All right, so we got a couple things going on here. One, Kevin, where's the ding, ding, ding for a Patriots.com fantasy football listener and FFChamps.com listener? There we go, member. All right, so we got Matt, and he's a listener and a subscriber at FFChamps.com. We appreciate that. Second thing is, good job knowing your scoring system. That's rule number one, commandment number one for winning your fantasy football league. Know thy scoring system. So you have a unique situation here. Quarterbacks get 6 points for passing touchdowns. They also get a bonus. The bonus for 400 yards passing. Now, do running backs and wide receivers get a bonus for rushing or receiving at 100 yards?
No, they get 10 points at 200, though, for both.
Okay.
So they have a bonus points. At 200, which is basically never happening.
Yeah, that doesn't happen as much as the 400 would.
Is this a 10 or 12-team league?
The 10-team league.
Kevin, Matt, again, you know, even with this bonus structure and the 6 points for passing, I still think you wait on a quarterback because I'm perfectly comfortable with my 10th or 11th quarterback, Tony Romo, Andrew Luck, Colin Kaepernick, Robert Griffin. I think you grab those guys late, Matthew Stafford, throw that him into the mix. You can still grab those guys late. There's 10 quarterbacks that I feel confident in to be a QB1 this year.
Okay.
Todd, you with me?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Now, in this league last year, you know, what was your strategy? How did it work out?
This is a work league. I wasn't involved in the team last year, but I just started in January and they threw me in, to the league because I wanted to play. So I didn't play with these guys last year. The other league that I played in was a different league.
All right. So you're a new employee here. You're fresh on the scene. You want to make an impact. Show everyone that you know what you're talking about when it comes to fantasy football. Matt, we're going to help you win this league, my man. You call back every week. We're going to get you that championship. What pick do you have? Do you know yet?
Not yet. I don't think we're not gonna pick that. I don't think until next week.
All right, that's fine. Let us know once you get your first round pick, and we'll help you come up with a really solid draft strategy. No problem taking a quarterback in the sixth round if someone like RG3 or Matt Stafford's there. Especially with Matt Stafford, you get that bonus at 400 yards. You know, quarterbacks are really in that 300, 350 range more often, but that 400 does come around once in a while, so it is something to keep an eye on.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
No problem, Matt. Take care.
You too.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, hey, Drew Brees last year threw for 400 twice.
Right, and he was the best quarterback in fantasy football.
Yeah. Tom Brady once.
Right.
So the top-tier guys will do it a couple of times. It's not an every-week thing, you know?
You do want a quarterback that's going to have a lot of passing touchdowns because it's weighted the same as a running back and a wide receiver.
Sure.
But, you know, we think Stafford's going to have over 30 touchdowns. We think Colin Kaepernick can get it with rushing and passing. So, you know, it changes a little bit, but not that much.
But Peyton, I mean, 400 yards. Peyton Manning, zero. Aaron Rodgers, zero.
Matt Ryan, zero.
Matt Ryan, one.
One?
One. So that's you're talking about one or two. That's really it. So it's not, you know, some huge decision maker. The bonus thing is not a huge motivation to change your strategy.
I like the fantasy callers early on because, you know, it shows that they're dedicated. Even if his draft isn't for a couple weeks, he still doesn't know his draft position. You know, at least he's focused. He's checking out FFChamps.com. He's looking at our cheat sheets. He's customizing the scoring, you know, with our software. So that's important. That's what you want to do. You want to start your research. You want to start preparation now. Because, Todd, what happens when you fail to prepare?
You fall on your face.
You should prepare to fail. That's our boy Benjamin Franklin from week one. I think you remember that quote.
Yeah, but Bill, hey, okay. Yeah, there's your quote. How about the geography?
Listen,
seriously.
Here's what, for people that don't know, when you're on radio, you have a call screener. And what happens is our friend, our producer, Kevin, types in Matt fantasy
Wait,
question.
Whoa, I'm not your friend now?
I said our friend, our
That's
producer.
Bush League, our friend producer? I heard that.
Our friend and our producer.
That's better.
He's two things. He's two in one. He's a special package. Our friend and our producer, Kevin, types in the little call screener. It's like a little window that's in the internet browser. It says Matt, parentheses, Columbia. The parentheses is where he's from.
That's my fault. I should have asked him what state he was from.
And he even gives a location.
Yeah, but Kevin, what he's saying, state's one thing. Bill's talking about continents and countries.
It could have been when someone says Columbia, in all fairness to Bill, I think of Columbia,
Missouri.
South Carolina.
I think Missouri.
Missouri?
I think cocaine country.
I think Gamecocks all the way, baby.
Yeah. Your brain's in the gutter, Bill.
I can't help it, man. Pablo Escobar, when you think of Colombia, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the cartels. Yeah.
We can take Kevin's chopper down to Colombia.
We've had callers on this show. We've had callers on this show from Australia, from Sweden, from Germany.
Yeah.
We've had callers from all over the world. So when he puts in Columbia, I'm supposed to expect that it's Columbia, Connecticut?
Yeah, Bill is a global presence. He really is.
He is.
Internationally known, locally respected. Get with it.
You think they're calling from the jungles of Columbia?
Yeah. Talking fantasy football. The kid's trying to stay off the streets. He doesn't want to be in the cartel, right? He's not trying to get into the drug trade.
Nah.
He wants to focus his time on fantasy football.
He's
that's
got his machete.
He's
chopping his way through the jungle. He needs to know whether or not to take a quarterback in the first round. He needs to know.
There's no hope with Joe.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought we were getting ourselves into. Not that I was disappointed, but it would have been a lot more fun.
So, Kevin, here's the deal. When you get a caller, there are two things you can do.
It's going to be like city, state, or country.
There's two ways you can – yeah, if you want it to be easy on Bill, just give him the city and let him guess.
What about if I give him the latitude and longitude of the person?
Oh, forget it.
I think you can keep doing what you're doing. Keep it as vague as possible because, you know –
It makes for better radio that way.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Speaking of better radio, we got Kerry Bird from ColdHardFootballFacts.com joining us. We're going to take a quick break. We're just getting started here on Football Nation. Bill and Todd back with you on Patriots.com.
Football Nation, the pulse of NFL fans everywhere.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 odd megabits per second available.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
You're as cold as ice.
You don't look at stats or chicken wings the way Kerry Byrne does. It's time for the cold, hard football facts, right here on Football Nation.
.com Radio, Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, producer Kevin Collins hanging out with you, and we are pleased to be joined by Kerry Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com is our special guest right now. Kerry, what's going on, man? How are you?
Not much. Well, listening to the show, gentlemen, you reminded me of an old rap classic.
What's that?
And the line was, I believe I have it correct, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone. And I believe that is you, Bill Enright.
To be honest with you, Kerry, the line that I used is a rap lyric from my man 50 Cent, so it's not really a classic just yet. But it's, I'm internationally known and locally respected.
Okay. All right. Well,
so it's very similar. I'm sure he got it from him. I'm sure he got it from him.
So listen, we cover everything: rap, international politics, and football.
Well, whenever I try to talk rap, Todd is always thinking Snoop Dogg. You know, I got to try to expand his horizons. There's other rappers other than Snoop Dogg out there.
Yeah. See, I go back to Run DMC and. I'm a little before Todd still, I think,
All right, so let's get back to football, Kerry.
Yeah, please.
Tom Brady goes down with an injury yesterday. The media goes wild running with the story saying he left practice. They're not sure when he's going to return. What happened with the Super Bowl prop bets out in Las Vegas?
Well, what's amazing, this is the power of Tom Brady, okay, and also the power of the quarterback position in football, right, especially a future Hall of Famer like Tom Brady, but Bovada and I believe other sports books suspended their prop bets.
That's
so
crazy.
For the Super Bowl, for the playoffs, for the AFC East. They stopped taking money. Think of that. Think of the power of that. That injury, which we now know isn't as bad as, the fear mongers originally believed. And Bill, you were right on top of this from the get-go at Football Nation.
Thank you.
Saying, hey, guys, this is being overhyped real fast. He's fine. There was so much in... people just weren't sure what was happening. That Bovada and other books stopped taking money. I think that says a lot about the power of Tom Brady and the power of the quarterback position.
Hey, did they put the prop bets back up yet?
I believe they're back. Yeah, I honestly haven't checked, but I'm pretty sure. That, okay. You can only not take money so long. But you think of it though. think of how it would. Think of the ripple effect. First of all, I think this is a testament to the power of Tom Brady and the Patriots. Despite all the attrition at the wide receiver position and offense, Wes Welker, all the other stories we know, in terms of preseason, over-under win totals, number one were the Denver Broncos at 11.5 games and the Patriots and 49ers at 11 games. That's the over-under on the Patriots, despite all the problems they had. So it's still the pigskin public is still saying that we believe in Tom Brady, we believe in Peyton Manning. You know, they're kind of the old, you know, the aging old warhorse quarterbacks now, but the public still says, you know, that the game's all about the quarterback and these guys are the best in football and you know, these two teams are going to be there at the end. But if you know, Tom Brady's injured, you know, what does that mean for that win total? What does that mean for Denver's, you know, increased likelihood to reach the Super Bowl? What does it mean for the sake of argument, Miami's chances to win the division? You know, there'd be a massive ripple effect from that one player.
Yeah, that's true. I think one of the reasons that the Broncos, there was a lot of reasons why the Broncos and Patriots here are at the top of that win, over-under win thing, but look at the divisions they're in, Gary. I mean, that's, you know, look at the teams that these guys, I mean, the Broncos, they got to face the Chiefs twice, the Raiders twice, and the Chargers twice. I mean, that's 5-1.
Wins. Hey, remember, it was just 2011 when the Broncos won the division with an 8-8 record.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, it's not a tough division. The Patriots have enjoyed or shared the best record in the division every year since 2001.
Damn.
No one's ever come close to doing that in the history of football.
And let's be honest. I mean, as good as the Patriots have been, that division just has sucked for a long time. It really has.
Well, you know, the Jets have reached a couple AFC title games. The Dolphins were not a big, they've only recently have they really hit the doldrums. I mean,
well, let's think about it. Who's been?
It's still remarkable in the NFL to dominate a division like that year after year. I mean, regardless of how strong the division is, it's never happened before in the history of football.
Right.
And I think that's pretty impressive. The two times they didn't win the division in 2002 and 2008, they lost on tiebreakers. They shared the division lead and lost on tiebreakers. I mean, that's literally, like I said, never happened before in the history of football, and I think a testament to, one, to Tom Brady, which we just talked about, and obviously the organization that's been built there at Foxborough.
All right, Carrie, let's go from a really good quarterback in Tom Brady to a really bad quarterback with Mark Sanchez and the New York Jets. Marty Mordenweg, their offensive coordinator, came out earlier in the week saying they want to be a pass-first team. But we saw with your Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, your quality stats, that the Jets were one of the worst passing teams in 2012 last season. How could they expect to be better in 2013?
Well, the only way they're going to do it is with a new quarterback, first of all. You know, it's simple as that. And I think, Mark, we've had, you know, 4 years now to learn who Mark Sanchez is, and we've learned that he's not a particularly great NFL quarterback. Even the years the 2 years in a row where they reached the AFC title game, that was a defensive-fueled team that one had a great running game, and Sanchez had some moments, to his credit, including beating the Patriots in the playoffs with probably the best game of his career. So he's had his moments, but week in and week out, he's not performing. And last year was a disaster. Last year, he might have been, if he wasn't the worst quarterback in football, he was certainly one of the worst. You know, one of our key stats at Cold Hard Football Facts is real quarterback rating. The Jets were 30th in real quarterback rating, measures all aspects of quarterbacking play, a 57 real quarterback rating. Compare that to rookie RG3 in the Washington Redskins with a 99.9 real quarterback rating. Denver with Peyton Manning, a 98.9 real quarterback rating. And you see there's a massive gap, a huge chasm between Mark Sanchez and the Jets and legitimate NFL quarterbacks. I mean, they're not going to win as long as they play him. And why they're even toying with the idea is beyond me.
Kerry, I love the headline the morning after the Jets' first preseason game. Can you share that headline about Mark Sanchez with the audience?
Yeah, was it too subtle, Todd? Did you get what we were saying? Mark Sanchez wastes no time proving he sucks. Mark Sanchez wastes no time sucking in 2013, right?
Yeah.
About how bad he was last year.
Pick
and then
six.
What happened on his third pass of the preseason? It's a pick six. By a rookie, by the way, Ziggy Ansah from Detroit, who hadn't even started playing football when Mark Sanchez was already in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, obviously this guy's a physical freak, the Lions defensive end, rookie defensive end, but it was a terrible pass. I mean, Mark Sanchez backpedaled awkwardly, you know, tossed the ball right into the line of scrimmage. It was picked off, run back for a touchdown. And that's, to me, he actually played well to his credit. Sanchez played well the rest of the game, a 26-17 Lions victory in the preseason opener. But, you know, that to me is what you're going to get out of Mark Sanchez. Last year, the Jets produced 14 total touchdowns, passing and rushing, out of the QB position, and 28 total turnovers.
Ugh.
I mean, Todd, you know, which we live in an era where the great quarterbacks are 3 or 4 to 1 touchdowns to turnovers. And he was upside down 2 to 1. Yeah, I mean, it's impossible. It's almost impossible to be that bad in this day and age.
Bill, you know what I thought of when I saw Sanchez's pick six on his first or third pass of the preseason?
What?
I remembered back to April when you and I were at Radio City Music Hall for the NFL draft. Yeah. And when we were sitting there in the media section, and when the Jets made their pick, they picked Geno Smith, right?
Yeah.
You had a video camera, and we turned around, looked up in the upper balcony. Right in the front row of the upper balcony was this Jets fan.
Oh, it was the best.
And he did a face palm, right?
That was so good.
And he just screamed out, "No!" And he did the face palm. And his girlfriend was like, she didn't know what to do. She was cheering the pick.
Yeah.
I thought about that guy. I was like, he's probably sitting down with a bowl of popcorn and a beer. You know, low expectations, but hey, it's your team. It's the preseason. Hope is eternal. And then what happens? 2 minutes into the game, Mark Sanchez pick six. The guy did another facepalm.
You know, it just has to suck knowing that your 2013 season, before it even begins, is over already. Like, you know, a lot of the times in the preseason and during the NFL draft, you get excited about the upcoming year and you're feeling good about your team and you have high hopes. But if you're a Jets fan and you see that play by Mark Sanchez, you're like, you know what? Why even bother? It's going to be the same old crap that I'm used to watching week in and week out. I can't do anything better with my life, so I'm going to watch every week. But even, it's really a shame.
You know what? You know it's bad, Bill, when even Fireman Ed gave up on the Jets.
Oh, terrible.
You know, like, didn't he renounce his season tickets or something? When you're the number one fan, the fan face of the franchise, and you've given up, that pretty much says it all. But you know, there is hope, guys. You got to play another quarterback. And is Rex Ryan the only guy in the world who still thinks Sanchez can play quarterback in the NFL?
He might be.
Rex Ryan doesn't watch the offense.
I guess, yeah, I know. He said he missed that play. So here's something. Let me prove to you the value of. We know the quarterback's the most important position on football, but what we do at Cold Hard Football Facts, guys, is we quantify the importance, and we do it especially at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. If anyone wants to check it out, sign up. We're launching a whole new Cold Hard Football Facts Insider at coldhardfootballfacts.com. And one of the things we're doing new this year is we're tracking the performance top to bottom every game on what we call our statistical big boards. So we're going to tell you how often teams win games when they win each individual statistical battle from top to bottom every game throughout the year. And our number one status, real quarterback rating, the one we talked about earlier where the Jets were only a 57 real quarterback rating, the top 102 teams in real quarterback rating last year and within a game, the top 102 teams went 101-1.
Crazy.
They won almost 100% of games over the, you know, if you were the top performer in that indicator. And the Jets were never a top performer in that indicator. It was a miracle they won 6 games, actually. But we're going to track all that at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. It's really, it's fascinating information. In fact, one of our writers this year, Sean Church, is going to be covering that stat for us all year long. He is going to cover a single stat. It's so important. When we start looking at the new information at Cold Hard Insider, he wrote to me, "Guys, I'm so excited. I can't wait for the season to start." He's got his pennies in a bunch. He's so excited over real quarterback rating and all the new ways we're going to be presenting the data in 2013.
We like hearing that, absolutely. Excited for the 2013 season to start. Excited to check out what's new at coldhardfootballfacts.com. Become an insider member. A lot of great stuff, especially if you want to know who's going to win football games before they're being played. That's what Carrie does, and you can find him on Twitter, at footballfacts. Carrie, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We appreciate you coming on today.
All right, gentlemen. Enjoy the show. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
There he is, Bill.
The Potentate of Pigskin, Kerry Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com. He joins us every week right here on Football Nation. We're always excited to talk to him. Speaking of excited to talk to, let's go to Matt in upstate New York. He's on line one. He wants to talk about the media circus. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, Chris?
Hey, Matt. Now, it apparently says that you're in upstate New York. Is that true?
Well, I'm from upstate New York. Right now I'm currently in Buffalo. Outside of Buffalo.
All right, so that's still kind of upstate. Now, are you a Buffalo Bills fan or are you a Pats fan?
No, I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, very cool. So how does that work out for you with the AFC East rivalry?
My whole family's Bills fans, so it's a nice rivalry going, all my friends, and fun to talk a little smack to them.
Yeah, nice for you.
Yeah.
But then when Brady went down yesterday, my phone got blown up.
Yeah, is that why you're calling in? Tell us what happened yesterday. What happened with the, you know, from your point of view, the media circus?
on a from the media's point of view thing, I just think it's kind of like each media hears the story and they like to add on their own little snip of it, and then you, like you guys said, you kind of got to wait to see what's true and what's not.
Yeah, he's exactly right, Bill. I mean, I went from... It's interesting. If you really sat there, kind of like you did, Bill, if you really sat there and kind of watched the timeline, it, you know, as the minutes went by from the initial report to maybe an hour in, how the story was completely transformed. And it wasn't because any new information was coming in. It was all, right. all based off of the first report, but everyone had to spin it their own way.
Right. Now, unfortunately for Matt, he had all these text messages, all his phone, all these phone calls from his Buffalo Bills friends. Now, Matt, are you going to send your bill to ESPN, your cell phone bill this month, and say, you know, you guys have to pay a portion of this? Because that's what I would do.
I got all unlimited stuff. I'm good.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
But I love you guys' show, though. I listen at work every day. I'm actually at work right now.
Oh, that's cool. We're only on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, it still plays stuff every day, right?
Like, oh, yeah, totally. And you got Patriots in progress, so that's good, too.
Yeah, I just PFW use some apps I have on my phone.
Very good. You play fantasy football, Matt?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, well, we'll try to help you win your championship this year. Make sure you you know, check out ffchamps.com for when you're, you know, setting up your draft and everything.
All right, will do. Thank you for taking my call.
Take care. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it.
You know, Bill, again, it's just it's the times we live in, my friend.
Todd, Matt loves our show so much that he listens every day, even though we're on twice a week.
Well, we're on a constant loop.
Right? He's listening on repeat.
Yeah, he listens to the repeat.
You got to appreciate that.
He wants to hear your geography knowledge each and every day.
Oh, it's just so good.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say we take a quick break? When we come back, we're going to discuss the Patriots versus Buccaneers' second preseason matchup. We'll kind of look at it from a fantasy football angle, talk about Tom Brady, the wide receivers, Aaron Dobson's, Kembrel Tompkins, who's going to win that number two job. That's all coming up next on Football Nation Radio.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket, the official ticket partner of the Boston Red Sox, which means you always get the best seats at the best prices, all with Ace Ticket's 200% guarantee. Ace Ticket has your seats to all the games, including Yankees tickets starting at $59. Ace Ticket has your seats to all of this summer's hottest concerts. It's so easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Every football fan has a voice at footballnation.com.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com radio. Bill Enright, along with Todd DeVries and our producer Kevin Collins, hanging out with you. Really just an hour left in this show, so we still have a lot to cover. Big preseason matchup with the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been practicing together all week. Todd, what do you think of these joint practices that a lot of these NFL teams are doing?
I'm kind of on the fence on it, Bill.
You don't really like it too much? I mean, the passer with the Eagles last week, play the Eagles in the preseason. Joint practice with the Bucs this week, play the Bucs in the preseason.
I guess here's my take on it. It seemed like when they – 2 weeks in a row, I don't know about that. I don't know. It seemed like maybe 1 week would be sufficient to hit somebody else. You know what I mean? I mean, I can understand, you know, the first few weeks of fall camp, training camp, they come in, they're hitting the same guy every practice, you know, and they want to hit somebody with a different colored helmet. I totally get that. So I kind of thought it was cool, you know, when the teams first, you know, when the Eagles and Patriots got together, right?
Right.
But then they get a game under their belt. You know, now they're kind of getting into the flow of these preseason games, but they're going to have a chance at the end of every week to hit somebody else. So I don't really see why you keep doing it. I mean, I guess they're just doing it this week and then they're done with that.
Yeah.
Doing it every week.
No, I think they're done after this week.
Okay. I don't know.
I think it's interesting because I would love to see – not every team does it.
No.
Not every team has these joint practices. So I would love to see at the end of the year, you know, kind of compare the teams that did joint practices in the preseason compared to the teams that didn't and see what the records were, see if that had any effect.
Well, I guess. I mean
– I'm sure there's different philosophies on whether to do it or not.
I mean, did you watch Hard Knocks this week?
Yes, I did.
So you saw the Bengals and the Falcons, right?
Yeah, Vontaze Burfict went after Steven Jackson.
Yeah, he did. So I get it, man. You want to get the juices flowing, and it's hard to get mad at your teammates every single day, the same guys.
Right.
I totally get that, but I'll tell you what. The opinion of the country would have been swayed if that Brady injury was significant. You might not have seen too many more of those things, you know?
No, because, you know, you never know the intentions behind something like that. If it was really a freak accident or if he was really going for Brady, not necessarily going to hurt him, but you're supposed to stay away from the quarterback.
It wouldn't matter if it was a freak accident or not. We just talked about how the media sensationalizes everything, right?
Yeah.
Last night on one of those shows on TV, they talked for 20 minutes about this. These inter-squad scrimmage games and, oh, they're bad for the league and look what almost happened to Tom and all this stuff. What I'm saying is if that was significant or if we get another significant injury, you know, this week with the few teams that are doing this thing,
right?
There's going to be an outcry from the general NFL fan to stop these things. I guess my opinion is this. I'm cool with it for maybe 1 week and then just end it. Get into the flow, get into the rhythm of your own team after that.
Right.
I hear you on that.
You know what was interesting about yesterday and that Tom Brady injury or non-injury, we should really start saying, was that it wasn't open to the media to be recording, but the fans still had footage of the injury. You can check it out on footballnation.com. You know, it's funny that the media is not allowed to have their video cameras rolling, but, you know, nothing's really stopping the fans or, you know, the security can't really control the fans from stop using their smartphones and taking video of the practices.
Yeah, Kevin, are you able to chime in on this? I actually have a few questions on this with the Patriots.
Go for it.
You know, how does, in the preseason here, how does Bill typically, you know, He opens some practices, he closes others. How does it typically work with Bill this time of year?
Most every practice is open for the first, I'll say, 2 to 2.5 weeks, usually through the second preseason game.
Right.
And it's open to the public and it's open to the media. However, there are specific times, like, designated in the media schedule that our PR director hands out where the cameras can roll and where they can't roll. It's easy for the PR staff and whatnot to police, you know, the 15 or so news affiliates. And I think the league actually has a rule in place in terms of, like, live tweeting or live updating practice.
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Hell not.
You see, so, for example, if you're sitting in the media tent and Tom Brady completes this, like, great-looking pass to Dobson, right, and absolutely torches, I don't know, take your pick, Darrell Revis. And all of a sudden, like, you know, all these people from the Globe and, like, say, Peter King's in the tent and he's there that day. If they tweeted, oh, Brady just torched, you know, Darrell Revis, you know, they would get yelled at by not only the PR staff but by the league because it's not allowed. I don't know the reason for the rule specifically, but I know it is a rule. However, you can't really stop the – we had 16,000 people here yesterday.
Wow.
We had 16,500 bodies.
So how are they going to police them?
So you're not going to police the fans, but you're going to police the media, I guess, is the message that's been given.
Right. But what's the point? I mean, last
there really isn't a difference. I mean, other than the quality of the footage, yeah, as well as the angles. I mean, the cameramen can have, you know, kind of better shots because they're allowed inside the ropes, mm-hmm, inside the fences. But, you know, you can't personally babysit 16,500 people, you know, in kind of a mosh pit situation at the end of practice, because as soon as the fans get even the slightest hint that practice might be coming close to an end, they all rush to the rope because the players sign. So that's when I think the footage was shot from somebody pretty close, like up in the front row there.
Kevin, does that rule apply to the Patriots media? Like, if you and your guys or Fred and,
yeah,
you know,
we can't
crew,
live tweet or live update or, you know, give any details about the practice till after the practice is over.
See, that was, I guess, you know, my theory was wrong, but I was under the impression that maybe they were doing that just so the teams and the actual NFL can have that media, can have that content.
Yeah, can have kind of an exclusive thing.
Right,
yeah, exactly. That's why we do a we sit down after every training camp practice, and we do a training camp review podcast.
Right.
So the four writers that cover the team for the team newspaper and myself, we get together in the studio, and we do about 20 minutes, kind of like rapid fire, like, you know, who got hurt, who stood out, who stunk, and everybody kind of compares their notes, and then it goes right up to Patriots.com. So within, like, I don't know, a half an hour to 40 minutes after the conclusion of practice, you have fresh content on the website that kind of goes over the day. In a way that's a little bit different than, like, let's say you'd read in, like, a, you know, a Patriots notebook in the Boston Globe. It's a little bit more in depth, and, you know, we have four sets of eyes as opposed to, like, one beat writer. So I think it's the best kind of practice wrap-up. You know, I'm not just plugging our, you know, tooting our horn. But I think, you know, if you really want to hear and see, or not see, but if you really want to hear and kind of be informed as to how the practice went, that's the best route to go, I think.
Okay. Makes sense.
But, yeah, it is a stupid rule, but it's unfortunately, I mean, and for fortunately in this case, because that footage, you know, is picked up by a ton of people, and I'm sure that guy's famous now. I don't know who it is. But, yeah, the media is policed strictly during periods of practice, but the fans are allowed to kind of do whatever they want to do.
I don't get that. I mean, I know there's some high-profile college programs that it's more of an all-or-nothing thing. Either no one's allowed in, including the media,
yep,
or everyone can come in and do what they want.
Yeah, I think – they're, I don't know about other teams and how long they keep their camps open. But ours is generally through that second game. And then once, you know, I feel like the coaching staff is probably like, okay, we have 90 bodies here. It's really hard to manage 90 bodies.
Yeah.
And then once you start getting closer to that first cut, when they really, you know, they're not going to waste their time installing everything they're going to run for the season to 90 people. Because, you know, almost half,
sure,
those guys aren't going to be here.
Be on another,
so,
team,
yeah. Yeah, so it's like once they start approaching the first cut here and they start kind of installing what they're going to run for the year, I think that's when you really start to see the practices be closed to the public, and then the media can attend for, say, 15, 20 minutes, and they take, like, a roll call of who's out there during their portion, and they're allowed 10 minutes to shoot B-roll or shoot a drill, and then they're kicked out.
Right.
So, and that's really the start of, like, you know, that happens all year, guys. And that really gets, I think – into the start of the we'll call it regular season type media schedule.
Sure. Right.
Of the normal, I'll say 15 to 20 bodies that cover the team on a daily basis.
Okay.
So that's just an idea of how it goes.
Love the behind the scenes with our main man. And then when it's all done, you get in your chopper and fly home.
Yeah. Beat the traffic. Get down the, go down the Cape, go to the beach.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's good stuff.
Like that. All right, so let's shift gears over to this preseason game tomorrow night. So we know the Patriots and the Bucs have been practicing together all week, but how about their preseason game tomorrow night? We have a couple interesting storylines. First of all, Tom Brady, we know he's, or I guess, do we know yet that he's going to play? I mean, he practiced today. I'm assuming that he's going to play tomorrow night.
I would assume he's going to play.
Good, because once Brady's under center, I want to see what's going to happen with this wide receiver battle, Todd. We got Aaron Dobson, second-round draft pick out of Marshall, and then we got Kenbrell Tompkins, undrafted free agent from Cincinnati. Am I correct in that, Cincinnati?
Yep.
Yeah. Correct.
All right, so they're both fighting for that number two spot alongside Danny Amendola. We don't know who has the lead right now, but it seems like Tompkins got a little bit more action in that preseason game against the Eagles last week, so I'm excited to watch this one play out. I want to see if Dobson's going to be the guy. I want to see if Tompkins is going to be the guy, because it has big-time fantasy football implications, and you know that I need to know what to do with my rankings at ffchamps.com.
Well, and you know, Patriot fans are forget fantasy; they just want to see who's going to be one of the receivers out there when the season starts. It seems like these stocks have kind of been going up and down. Dobson kind of got a lot of play early in camp, and then his stock kind of has gone down a little bit, while Tompkins kind of came out of nowhere and has been making some interest, some big-time highlight reel catches recently. So I'm with you, man. That's fun to watch. But it only matters to me if Tom's throwing him the ball.
Exactly. You
know? That's why it's important that he plays, is that you want to see who can, you know, who he can establish that rapport with. I know it's only a preseason game, but that's the kind of stuff you look for in these preseason games.
Everyone sucks but me.
That's right, Tom.
You got an all-time great quarterback trying to break in a couple rookies. Which one's he going to like? Which one's he going to throw to? Who's going to catch it? Who's going to drop it? That's the number one thing I'm looking for.
Also, I want to see Zach Sudfeld in action. Now, if Gronk's going to be injured, we think Sudfeld can make some impact this year. Let's see him get the ball thrown to him.
Exactly. That's a huge one. That's a huge one. And how about this whole LeGarrette Blount stuff that we talked about a little bit on Tuesday?
Right.
Is he going to throw a little wrinkle into this running back situation, or was that just more of a flash in the pan preseason thing last week?
You know, I really certainly hope he doesn't throw any kind of wrinkles, because I like Stephen Ridley a lot. And, you know, Shane Vereen's, we both love him this year from a fantasy football sleeper perspective. So I'm hoping Blount, you know, we just see him with the second or third teams.
All right. Well, that's something to keep an eye on. How about Tim Tebow? We got to mention him, you know.
Do fans want to see him, Kevin, when he comes onto the field in practice? Or
I sure as hell don't. Puts me to sleep.
But what about everyone else? I mean, the general population.
Yeah, you already see the Patriot Tebow jerseys out there. He's a polarizing figure, and I think, especially, it seems like young people want to see him. I mean, the guy did win. What did he win? Two Heisman trophies.
That's right.
So
no, one Heisman, two national titles,
and whatever it is. So
it's. It's funny, Kevin. I was in the stadium last week when the Eagles played the Patriots, and I have to admit, there was a buzz in the stadium when he came in. There was a buzz.
Yeah, I mean, for as much as the guy, I think, can't throw, I mean...
I can't throw at all.
It is what it is. I mean, it's pretty bad to watch in practice. I mean, I would argue that I can throw a tighter spiral than Mr. Tebow, but he'd beat me in a foot race, though.
Did you hear
the great story? I don't know if you guys heard this. There's this great story from, let's see, I think it was after the Philadelphia game. So there's media availability in the locker room. Okay. And, of course, he's not brought to the podium. It was Coach Belichick, it was Brady, and it was Ridley who were brought to the main staging area, and the rest of the players were available at their lockers.
Sure.
So Tebow's there, and you know, as you can imagine, the second he turns around and agrees to talk, you know, there's this massive huddle around him. So locally here we have 98.5 The Sports Hub, who is the flagship station of the team, and they are, you know, kind of partnered with Comcast Sportsnet New England, and you know, the talent from the radio station goes on TV, and then the TV talent are guests on the radio, and there's like a very close partnership there.
Right. Happy relationship.
And also, like, Felger and Maz, like, their afternoon program is simulcast on Comcast. So anyway, there's this guy, Mark Capello, who gets all the sound for 98.5, and he goes down in the scrums and has his mic. So he steps on the foot of one of the Comcast camera guys, and he's this big, giant, like 350-pound guy we call Moose.
Yeah.
And he's like the nicest guy in the world, but, you know, you don't want to step on Moose's hoof. You know what I mean?
Hoof.
It's hoof, whatever it is. So anyway, so Moose is sitting there. So Capello steps on his foot, like in this scrum, is Tebow. And Tebow is literally buttoning up his shirt, as the story goes. Like, you know, waiting for the cameras to get turned on. And Moose goes, he goes, like, Jesus Christ, Mark, like, watch what you're doing. And then he realizes, and he kind of looks around, and Tebow's right there, and he's buttoning up his shirt, like, kind of not minding.
He uses the board's name in vain.
Yo, and so Moose goes over to Tebow, and he kind of nudges him, and he goes, I'm sorry, man. You know, I didn't mean anything by it. And Tebow smiles at him and goes, it's okay, man. He still loves you.
Oh, my God.
And that was one of the great stories that's been going around the media tent this week.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
So Jesus still loves Moose.
Good. We're happy for Moose, and, you know, we're glad his foot is okay.
Hey, Kevin, one more thing on Tebow, then let's move on, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Is he going to be on this team? And if so, if everyone stays healthy, are we going to see him play at all?
I vote he doesn't make the team.
There's no way he's not making the team, guys. He's making the team.
Well, they historically haven't carried three quarterbacks. I mean,
they did last year.
No, they're a lot of times their third quarterback is on the practice squad, and he can't be on the practice squad.
Didn't they have Mallett and Hoyer on the squad last year?
No, they got rid of Hoyer in training camp at the end, like on the final cut.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah,
they only had two quarterbacks.
Yeah, they historically carry two, and they've had guys like Kevin O'Connell and Matt Gutierrez and like Isaiah Stanback, these, you know, kind of college projects that have practice squad eligibility, and they just keep them there to run the scout team. And, you know, even if you wanted Tebow to do that, like, he can't, because you can't put him on the practice squad.
He has too much
service. So he has no eligibility. It's like guys in the major leagues who you can't option down to AAA.
You technically cannot put him on because he's played so much.
Right. Because once they have a certain amount of NFL service, you can't option him down. But anyway, so I just don't see the real need for a third quarterback, and I don't think the team has generally felt that need.
I think they
feel that if, God forbid, Brady went down and Mallett was pressed in to start, your emergency quarterback in that game would be Julian Edelman, who's a guy that played quarterback for Kent State.
Yep.
And then moving on in the subsequent weeks, they would try to pull somebody off the street. That's been their historic kind of line of
thinking. See, Bill?
I disagree, guys. Why is Kevin the voice of reason? He has the same opinion you do, so he's the voice of reason?
Yes, that's why.
It's not
an
opinion. It's just, I was stating the way that they've kind of handled their business as a fact.
But your opinion is he won't be on the team.
My opinion is kind of hinged to that fact that generally they don't keep three quarterbacks active, and since he's not practice squad eligible, and, you know, I just don't see them giving the 53rd spot on the roster to a guy that, you know, can throw ducks and, like, punt protect.
What about if he's doing more than that? What about if
in the preseason you start seeing him integrated, you know, as a fullback or a tight end?
We're not going to see that in the preseason, dude. They're going to keep that big-time secret.
Yeah, I just don't. I think if he makes the team, Bill, I think it's going to be the cat out of the bag, because he's clearly not going to be just used as a third quarterback. Why would they just keep him on the bench all year and not do anything and waste the roster spot?
I can't see them cutting him.
Bill will generally favor, you know, kind of a fourth or fifth backup Jag linebacker who can come in blowouts or in certain situations and play linebacker and also play special teams, you know, on kickoffs and punts. He'll favor that guy over a guy like Tebow generally.
I don't know, guys.
Just Bill. My opinion.
I think Coach Belichick has something up his sleeve with Tim Tebow this year.
Oh, please.
I'm not saying he's going to be taking snaps from Tom Brady. I'm saying they're going to use him.
How?
I don't know yet. Maybe as a fullback. Maybe as an H-back. I don't know. But they're going to use him. I don't think the Patriots are the type of team. I don't think Bill Belichick's the type of team to sign a guy like Tim Tebow, risk having his team face all that kind of media attention, and then not use him. What would be the point of signing him if they were just going to cut him at the end of the year?
They knew what kind of quarterback he was.
No. They got plenty of looks at him. Josh McDaniels drafted him. He knows what he was capable of doing. He knows his skill set. They didn't need to look at him any further than they've already have.
I don't know, man. I just don't think he's going to play it down for the Patriots this year in a regular season game.
When Tebow was first signed, the Patriots sent out an email to all their fans, all their season ticket holders, anyone that had, you know, signed up for their newsletter, announcing that his jersey was now on sale at the Pro Shop. And I'll tell you what, if they cut him before the season starts, they should do the same thing with the Aaron Hernandez return of jersey program, because that is really, really kind of a slap in the face to your fan base for selling his jersey and then cutting him before the season starts. I just can't see the Patriots doing that. I can't see Bill Belichick doing that.
I don't think Bill makes his decisions based on jersey sales.
Yay! No, see?
No one's saying he does. I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that
when it comes time to make those final roster cuts, and let's say Tebow's still on the team, he's not going to go, well, we can't really figure out a way to use Tebow, but, man, we're going to really piss off a few hundred or a few thousand Patriot fans if we cut him because they all have his jersey. What should I do? I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm not saying that that's what the decision whether or not to cut him is going to be. I'm saying the decision to keep him on the roster has already been made. They already have a plan in place to use him other than a quarterback this year.
All right. And so you're you know what you're doing then? You're hearkening back to the Aaron Hernandez playing in the backfield in the playoff game type thing. You think they have some sort of secret
They're going to get creative.
And that's what they're going to do.
And you know what that's going to do? That's going to drive even more jersey sales. So screw you guys. I'm going to be right on this. I can't wait till it happens.
Kevin, you got the record button. I hope you recorded that little segment.
But the thing is, if Bill's right, I'll be happy. Because when they first got him, I thought, man, you know, as long as he's not playing quarterback, I don't mind him having in camp. You know, having him in camp trying to make this team,
in another way.
But I don't know. I just haven't seen anything that indicates that they're going to do what Bill's saying. So until I see something, I can't really.
We'll find out. If Bill's right, that's more power to you, Bill.
God, I hope I'm right on this one.
Bill Stradamus.
I got to be right on something this year. All right, what do you say we take a quick break? Enough of this Tim Tebow stuff. We're very excited for the Patriots and Buccaneers matchup tomorrow night. Up next, we got a special guest. Jenny is a Fox Sports North girl. She's driving from California to Boston. She'll be at the Pats and Bucks game tomorrow night, so you'll want to check her out in Gillette. She'll join us right after the break. Stay tuned for more Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio.
Then that's when they smoke it.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket, the official ticket partner of the Boston Red Sox, which means you always get the best seats at the best prices, all with Ace Ticket's 200% guarantee. Ace Ticket has your seats to all the games, including Yankees tickets starting at $59. Ace Ticket has your seats to all of this summer's hottest concerts. It's so easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
So fresh and so clean. That's what Football Nation is all about. Welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you, talking NFL and fantasy football. Pats and Bucks Friday night, second preseason game of the year. Before we get into some fantasy football discussion, we are joined by Jenny from Fox Sports North. She's part of the Fox Sports Girls. What's going on, Jenny? Thanks for calling in to Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Jenny, go ahead, Todd.
I was just going to say, Jenny, so what are you doing here? I'm reading that you're going across the country with a bunch of the Fox Sports girls going from coast to coast, and you're winding up here in Gillette Stadium on Friday.
You are right. We are taking a road trip across the country, meeting sports fans along the way, different ballparks and stadiums, and I'm doing that with multiple Fox Sports girls from across the country, and it's all to promote the launch of Fox Sports One, the new national sports network.
So, Jenny, you are from Minnesota, correct? But you played lacrosse at BU.
I did, yeah. So I played 4 years at Boston University. So for me, this whole trip, I've had a few highlights along the way, but for me to end up in Boston, where I spent 4 years in college, and I'm going to be able to show some of these Fox girls what Boston is all about. We're going to a Patriots game. We're going to a Red Sox-Yankees game. Obviously, they got to see Fenway. And we're ending the night going to UFC at the TD Garden to see that awesome fight, and that will be on Fox Sports 1, and we're celebrating the launch that day.
Well, wow, so you're like the tour guide then when you get to Boston.
Oh, I can't wait. I've been in my head planning out all of the different things that we need to do, and there's so many things to see in Boston, and Boston's such a sports town, so really it's the perfect place that Fox Sports 1 picked to launch and obviously have this UFC fight. I think it's going to get a lot of fans to tune in and really check out this network.
So how big is your crew? How many people are you going to be, you know, shepherding around the Boston area?
Well, right now we are down to about 8 girls, I believe. So
what do you mean? What do you mean down to? Are you losing them along the way?
Yeah, exactly. So the whole premise of this road trip was Fox Sports girls around the country would start the trip. So it actually started August 4th in San Diego, and girls started in California. They traveled to Anaheim. They went to Arizona. They went to Texas. And then we went to St. Louis, where we met a few of the Midwest girls. So throughout the way, we've picked up some, we've lost some. Obviously, the strongest survived. I'm just kidding. Heading to Boston. So, you know, we have so many Fox Sports regional networks. So we really made a stop in most of those places. And for me, it was exciting because I haven't seen a lot of these ballparks. It's my first time in Detroit at a game. Obviously, been to Boston. But a really special part of this trip was on Monday, we made a stop at Fort Campbell Army Base in Kentucky. We spent the day with the troops. We participated in morning physical training, and I was all for it, climbing up the rope as many times as I could. So, you know, it's been a great experience. And, you know, the fans all across the country are excited about this new network. And it was just awesome to spend time with them. And I met some soldiers from Minnesota, so that's always a plus.
Jenny from Fox Sports North is joining us here on Patriots.com radio. You're listening to Football Nation. Jenny and the Fox Sports girls will be at the Patriots and Buccaneers preseason game tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium, or I should say Friday night at Gillette Stadium if you're listening to this on demand. But Jenny, when you first heard of the Tom Brady knee injury news, what was your initial reaction?
I actually was kind of nervous, and I leaned over and told one of the girls, I said, guys, did you hear about Tom Brady got taken out of practice with a suspicious injury? I had it on my my sports updates that I get on my phone, and I was pretty nervous. I'm not going to lie. Tom Brady is one of my favorites, just for many different reasons, but one of them really helped me last year in fantasy football, and I picked him as my QB. We were runner-up. The Fox Sports girls actually do a live draft, and that's actually happening next week. So the girls compete every region for their own. Purple Rain, obviously Minnesota, we came in second. We lost to the Florida girls, which is still kind of a sore subject.
Oh.
And I think we're going for the win this year. Tom Brady did well for us. I'm so glad he's not hurt, but not just for fantasy football, also for the Patriots fans as well.
Well, you know, Bill and I, you know, are the guys over at FF Champs, which is the premier fantasy football site on the internet. So we're going to have to help you. We're going to have to help you out. Maybe we can, is this a live draft? Are you all going to be in the same room or is it going to be a virtual draft?
No, this is a live chat. I'm talking about every girl in, you know, California together participating in this draft. I'd love to get your advice. You know, I was looking on Twitter earlier, everything you guys have to say about it. So I'm already taking a few pointers from you. It'd be great to hear more. And I'm just excited for round two. I'm a little competitive, so I'd like to come away with the win this year.
You can't lose to the Florida girls, please.
I know. They came in. They're cocky now. We gotta shut them down.
So, Jenny, you got your fantasy competition or your fantasy draft next week. What else are you looking forward to for the start of the NFL season?
You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Vikings are going to do this year. I mean, I think it was great that they made it to the playoffs last year. That's a start for Minnesota. And you know the way the Vikings have been in the past. And I think everyone's optimistic for a good year. I'm optimistic that Christian Ponder comes out and plays well. And he's had a good offseason. So we'll see where it goes. I'm just looking forward to being back with all the Vikings fans downtown Minneapolis. Just a great atmosphere.
Now, Jenny, that's not exactly a ringing endorsement for Christian Ponder. Saying,
no,
you know, we'll,
but you know
we'll
what?
See.
I think I have my faith in him. You know, he just got married. He's a happy guy. That can only help him out, right?
Let's hope so. What were your thoughts on the whole Percy Harvin trade?
Well, you know, Percy meant so much to the organization. So I think the fans were sad to see him go. But at the same time, I think his time was maybe up with Minnesota. And it's okay. They're going to be fine. They're going to fill in different ways.
So be honest, you know, you hated to see him go, but then you saw he got hurt. Did a little tiny part of you kind of, you know, smirk a little bit when he got hurt? Because you're right, his time might have been up there in Minnesota.
Well, I think it's one of those things that you have to look at a player and see their history. So obviously he's had a few injuries before, so maybe the Vikings really did see something coming, and it wasn't a bad decision that they made. And he was a really well-respected player. So either way, I hope that he obviously recovers well and still continues on, but at the same time, the Vikings are going to be fine without him.
Fox Sports 1 launches on August 17th, this Saturday. Jenny, what can we expect from the new channel?
Fox Sports 1 is going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun, but not only fun, it's going to have just a new outlet for sports fans to go and get their information. I cannot wait to see all the live sports. For example, MLB, NASCAR, college football, college basketball, UFC, UEFA, Champions League. I mean, those sports, you don't always see all the time. So that's a place that fans can go to watch all of those. And not only are they going to have live sports, they'll also have studio shows. Fox Sports Live, which I cannot wait for. Crowd Goes Wild is a new studio show starring Regis, which obviously it's great to see him back in TV. And
we're just filming.
Sports.
Sure.
You guys are going to be watching Fox Football Daily. I know that. And
absolutely.
Then Fox College Saturday, you know, that's hosted by Erin Andrews, and everyone knows her from her college football coverage, and it's going to be great to see what she does.
So, Jenny, where can the fans follow along? You're winding down your trip. You know, where can we find you on Twitter and Facebook and all the social media outlets?
hard to believe that we're winding down. I feel like at this point I just want to see all the ballparks, see all the fans, and keep it going. But we hope that fans do follow us along. You can check out our Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, it's the Fox Sports Girls, and also on Facebook, Fox Sports Girls. So we keep it simple. We're posting everything using the hashtag #RoadToLaunch. We have some funny, you know, bus photos. It's been a great trip, and we've also bonded along the way, and it's been great to see just how passionate sports fans are everywhere. Obviously, I love my Minnesota fans, but it's kind of nice to be in a different city and just take it in a different way and a different team, and I've loved the experience.
Jenny, unfortunately, Todd and I will not be at Gillette Stadium tomorrow night, but our producer, Kevin Collins, will be. He'll
really?
Be on the sidelines, so make sure that you guys connect at some point. Have a great time at Gillette.
Thank you so much. I'll let you guys know how Tom's looking. We'll check back.
All right. Sounds good, and we appreciate you joining us. That's Jenny from Fox Sports 1. Take care, Jenny. Enjoy the rest of the trip.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
You know, I wouldn't mind being on the Fox Sports Girls bus for the trip, for the final leg of that trip.
I guarantee it's different, a lot different than the trip that I took with Carrie Byrne down to New Orleans.
You don't think there's going to be a bucket of wings, like, in the corner, like, decaying from 2 days alone?
I had a shower for an hour when I got to the hotel just from being on that RV for 4 days with Carrie and Frankie C and our driver. And I guarantee that bus is, like, immaculate. You know, girls are always so neat and very, you know, cleanliness and just, you know, stuff doesn't matter to guys.
Yeah, when Bill was up here getting ready to leave, he kept asking me. We met up at Davio's, and he kept asking me, you sure you don't want to take my place, Kev? You sure you don't want to go? You want to go?
No, but we had a great time, and I'm sure Jenny and the girls, the Fox Sports girls, are having a blast with that road trip. It sounds pretty cool. I mean, I'm not a baseball guy, so I wouldn't care about going to see different baseball stadiums. But if you're into sports, if you're into baseball, if you're into football, it sounds like they're doing it all on that trip.
And why aren't we invited to this fantasy football draft?
We should be. I'm a little upset about that.
We should preside over it.
It's all good.
Right?
She's going to ask us for her advice. I'm sure she'll hit us up on Twitter. Todd's at CFF Geek. I'm at Bill Enright. I'm sure we'll get some, you know, strategy questions.
We'll see.
All right. Speaking of fantasy football, what do you say we take a little break, and when we come back, fantasy football in the next segment, 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500, or you can send us an email with your fantasy football questions, webradio@patriots.com. More Football Nation to come. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback. A running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Yes, we are back. Bill Enright, Ty DeVries, Kevin Collins. We are back for another exciting, awesome, ridiculously funny 2013 edition of Football Nation here on Patriots.com Radio. And we were just joined by Jenny from Fox Sports 1. Todd, you and I were kind of chatting a little bit after she joined us. How about Regis Philbin coming back to the sports scene as a commentator or TV show host?
Yeah, interesting. I'm not sure about that decision.
Well, I know he has a big Notre Dame following. You know, he's an alum of the Fighting Irish, so I guess there's a draw there.
I guess that's what they're banking on.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say. It's an interesting choice. Doesn't seem like the typical Fox move, if you know what I mean.
When Regis is ready to retire, they can give us a call.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into some fantasy football strategy and advice. We're going to go over quarterback and running back busts today for the next, I don't know, half hour or so here on Patriots.com Radio. If you have a question, 855-728-7500, 855-PATS500 is the phone number. You can hit us up on Twitter at FBallNation, at FFChamps, and you can also email in your question, webradio@patriots.com. Todd, let's kick it off with the busts for quarterbacks. These are the guys that you don't want on your team. These are the guys that we are avoiding at all costs when it comes to drafting your fantasy football roster.
Yeah, but don't say it too strongly, because there's a couple guys on here that I would take on my team at the right price.
There's one guy on here that I would take, let's be honest.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Well, let's talk about him right now. I don't want to say the first name on our list is Russell Wilson. Okay.
Right.
And he's a guy that I would gladly have on my team as a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't want to rely on him as my QB1.
That's the thing.
If you're in a 10-team,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know, and the reasons for that are, you know, last year what did he finish? I think he finished
11th,
and they thought they were getting an upgrade with Percy Harvin at the wide receiver position. That didn't work out. He might come back in November, but I think Russell Wilson kind of gets lumped in with RG3 and Andrew Luck. As, you know, one of the great young quarterbacks from last year that emerged, along with Colin Kaepernick, by the way.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick, Andrew Luck, and RG3 all are better fantasy producers than Russell Wilson, but he kind of gets lumped in there by the general public, you know what I mean? Just in the conversation. And rightly so when you're talking about pure football. Fantasy-wise, you know, he's a little overrated, so just don't reach for him too early. Take him as a backup quarterback. You probably won't get him because someone in your league will reach for him a little too early.
You know, if you think about the Seattle Seahawks, Todd, they're a run-first team with Marshawn Lynch. He goes beast mode. I was excited for Russell Wilson this year when they signed Percy Harvin, but we know that he's not going to be playing until December. So I think they're going to be back to that run-first scheme. Golden Tate and Sidney Rice are the receivers there. Again, you said it. I'm confident in him as my quarterback, too. Really good bye week replacement, but I'm not drafting him in a 10-team league because there's 11 guys I like better than him.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's move on to our next quarterback, Bill. How about the Super Bowl champ, Joe Flacco?
The reigning Super Bowl MVP, Joe Flacco. There, you know, this is a prime example of the difference between real-life football in the NFL and fantasy football. Joe Flacco led his team to the Super Bowl just a year ago, just a few months ago, actually. But I guarantee he didn't lead many teams to the fantasy football Super Bowl. And to me, Joe Flacco's just a guy that he can win the Ravens games, but he can't win fantasy football games because, one, Anquan Boldin and Dennis Pitta, his two most productive weapons from last year, are off the team. Two, I always feel like Super Bowl champions have a much tougher schedule and a much tougher time with opposing defenses. You know, these guys played four or five extra games in the postseason. There's a lot more film on them. They kind of have a target on their back because they're the reigning champs. So Joe Flacco is just a guy I'm staying away from this year. Don't trust him as a quarterback if you're in a 12 or even a 14-team fantasy league.
You can't let what he did in the NFL playoffs, you know, persuade you to draft him. He had an incredible run in the playoffs last year, right? But during the regular season, Bill, he was very average. He finished 15th in the quarterback rankings for total fantasy points for the season.
Right.
Okay. You know, he didn't light it up. He's threw 22 touchdown passes, which is, you know, average, below average. And I think he threw, what, 11 just in the few games he played in the playoffs? So he lit it up in the playoffs, but I don't think that's going to carry over for obvious reasons. He got red hot, but he lost all of his targets. Pitt is gone likely for the whole year, top tight end. Anquan Boldin's gone. So I'm with you, man. There was a guy in our draft. We had a draft already, one of my leagues. And he took Flacco as a second quarterback, Bill, but he took him pretty high. Like he could have easily waited till later. And what was his comment? Hey, he won the Super Bowl. He's on a roll. I'm like, that's your reasoning. You can't fall into that trap.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you have to separate real life football from fantasy football. You know, that guy deserves a smack.
Who else do we have on our list here, Bill?
I don't know what to say about that. I don't like when people say, well, you know, like the Seahawks are another example. They're going to make a run to the playoffs this year. Ravens have a good chance of doing the same. Right. But I just, in fantasy football, that doesn't matter. I don't care.
Wins don't matter. We don't care. Right. It's the opposite of our good buddy Kerry Byrne at Cold Hard Football Facts. His stats will show you the way the games are going to play out every week. Right?
Right.
In fantasy, we don't care about the wins and losses. We just care about the stats. It's like the complete opposite, which is why it's such a perfect marriage. You get both the ends of it, both ends of the spectrum when you follow our sites. But we don't care about the wins, you know? Who cares? If your team is bad and you're throwing for a lot of yards in garbage time, we like it.
Totally. Yeah. Talking quarterback busts here on Football Nation, you can check out our full cheat sheet at ffchamps.com. Only $29.95, 50% off for Patriots listeners. That's a special discount we have going on all season, all off season, I should say. But we do draft strategy and in-season rankings as well. We do it all for you at ffchamps.com. Continue on this bust list, Todd. Is next up, Sam Bradford, the quarterback for the St. Louis Rams. And the thing about Sam Bradford was he was taken with the number one overall pick a couple years ago, hasn't really had a lot of playmakers around him, but they seem to be adding these skilled guys like Devon Austin this year in the draft. I have the high expectations for Chris Gibbons. They signed Jared Cook, the talented tight end from Tennessee. So the pieces seem to be forming around Sam Bradford, but I'm not jumping on that bandwagon a year early. especially with the depth at quarterback this year. I feel like Sam Bradford's getting a lot of hype this offseason, but I can't see him making a move into the top 10.
No, I don't think so either. But I think he's a guy, if you're going to target him as a low-end QB2, I'm fine with it. What I mean by that is you know, wait till late to grab him. There are some people that are, like you just said, overhyping his potential based upon some of the new toys he has to throw to. But let's not forget, he did lose. There's been a downgrade at the running back position.
Big downgrade.
Yeah, Steven Jackson, a great receiving running back. He's gone. They got a whole mess at running back right now, and none of them are going to, you know, equal what S. Jax could do a year ago and for many, many years there in St. Louis. So I'm with you. I'll take him as a low-risk guy, as a low-end quarterback too, but nothing more than that.
And the thing about Sam Bradford is, if you're in a true quarterback league, Todd, I don't mind having him on my roster.
Right.
Because at least I know he's going to be solid enough to compete with, you know, the top 20 guys, maybe the 10 through 20 ranks, but not in just, if you're in a single quarterback league, there's no need to even think about drafting Sam Bradford this year.
Yep, gotcha. Who's next?
Finally, we have Josh Freeman from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd, you know, the Buccaneers are an interesting team because I think their offense is pretty good, and they play in a division with the New Orleans Saints, the Atlanta Falcons, the Carolina Panthers. All of them have good quarterbacks. All of them have really good offenses. So they need to score points. But I think a lot of the points that the Bucs are going to be scoring this year are going to come from the feet of Doug Martin.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what happened to Josh Freeman? A couple of years ago, Bill, he was everybody's sexy sleeper quarterback pick in the world of fantasy football. I think most sites had him ranked 8-9, something like that.
Right.
Because he showed so much promise the year before, and everyone thought he was going to break out. Well, he broke down. He had a terrible year. I think this is a make-or-break year for Josh Freeman. I mean, he's had a couple years under his belt now, and it's time to put up or shut up.
You know, he was drafted in that same quarterback class as Matt Stafford and Mark Sanchez, and he had a lot of success early on where Stafford was injured his first two seasons. We know what Sanchez has turned into. So I think you're right, Todd. Make or break season for Josh Freeman. Now, he's got the receivers down there in Tampa Bay, and Patriot fans, they'll see him tomorrow night as they take on the Pats in the second preseason game. Mike Wallace and Vincent Jackson, those receivers are pretty good. But again, we know Greg Schiano, their head coach, likes to run the football. And when you have a talented running back, even though he's only in his second year, Doug Martins is a guy you keep getting the rock to.
Yeah, and then you've got Mike Glennon, a rookie quarterback from North Carolina State, who's kind of waiting in the wings. So, you know, if I'm Josh Freeman, I'm looking over my shoulder just a little bit. He needs to produce, and he needs to produce quickly. Again, Bill, another guy I wouldn't mind having in a two-quarterback league, you know, as my second or third quarterback.
Right.
But I just, you know, you just don't want to rely on him week to week.
Now, some players, you know, they see that their team drafts a quarterback or drafts a position and they're going to start competing. Some players will use that as extra motivation. So we'll see which way Josh Freeman takes it.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Want to move over to the running back bus?
Yeah, sure. Let's start off with a guy that both of us are staying away from. We hold grudges in fantasy football, and Ryan Matthews, the running back from the San Diego Chargers, has burned us in the past. He's only been in the league for, I think this is his, what, third year, fourth year? Is this his third year? I'm trying to think. He was drafted in 2010.
Yeah, I think it's his third year coming up.
Ryan Matthews, yeah. So, I mean, this is his fourth year. Drafted in 2010. 2011, 2012. He's a guy, Todd, that in his 3 years in the NFL has yet to play a full season.
Yeah, and, you know, where would you take him this year?
Where would I feel comfortable taking him, whereas, like, it's good value if he's still on the board?
Yes.
Maybe in the sixth or the seventh round.
Okay.
He's played in 12 games in 2010, 14 games in 2011, 12 games in 2012. They have Danny Woodhead. Pat fans very familiar with his skill set. I think he's going to come in very often, especially on third downs. So even Ryan Matthews' production in a PPR league where you get points per reception, I think that kind of takes a decline this year.
I have been burned by this guy twice, okay? I've had enough of Ryan Matthews on my fantasy teams. I'm not considering drafting him at all. Someone else will take him. I will not. I'm not dealing with it again. The Danny Woodhead thing kind of puts it over the top. forget about it. The upside is no longer there because of the presence of Woodhead. So I'm out of there. I'm out of the Ryan Matthews sweepstakes. Forget it. Burn me once, burn me twice, and I am out, baby.
San Diego Chargers might have one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. So, I mean, for him to be running behind that offensive line already with his injury history, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah,
bad line, but great song.
San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Superchargers. It is a great song. I mean, it's better than that stupid Miami Dolphins song. Miami Dolphins, blah, 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 blah. You have that one, Kev?
I don't have that one.
Or the Redskins, Hail to the Redskins song. I mean, some of these songs.
The Chargers song is just great. It's got funk to it.
I love the Chargers song. I love the Chargers jerseys. Danny Tomlinson, still my all-time favorite fantasy football player. But when it comes to Ryan Matthews, oh, man, he's on my bust list for 2013.
Well, you just mentioned Danny Tomlinson, Bill. I think that's why there were such high hopes for Ryan Matthews. You know, LT left. They were trying to replace him. They spent a high draft pick on Matthews. He had a huge career at Fresno State. And he just hasn't. He can't stay healthy. He fumbles. He's just terrible. He's terrible. He drives me insane. I held grudges against the fantasy guys that burned me, and this guy's number one on my list.
And, you know, it's funny, Todd, because Norv Turner was kind of known for really producing quality running backs.
Yep.
And he did that with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's done it. He did it with LaDainian Tomlinson. He's done it throughout his career. And we're excited for him with Trent Richardson now in Cleveland. But for whatever reason, Matthews just didn't catch on. Injuries had a big part to do with it. And now that they have kind of a pass-first head coach in Mike McCoy, it's just a lot of negative factors involving Ryan Matthews, and they just don't seem to add up for him to be a productive guy this year.
Who else do we have on our running back list of busts here, Bill? Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys, the aforementioned Cowboys. How about that DeMarco Murray? Why is he on the list?
Now, he's another guy similar to Ryan Matthews when he just can't stay healthy. And, Todd, I think you told me that even back when during his days in college football, he was always kind of dinged up.
Yeah, he was one of those very, very frustrating running backs to have on your roster because every week there was always something wrong. You know, a hamstring, a tweaked ankle, you know, sore shoulder. More often than not, he would play. But you always, you know, you just want a guy you can just plug in there and not worry about it, you know? Especially if you're investing a high draft pick in a running back on fantasy draft day. You aren't going to get that with DeMarco Murray. There's always going to be something wrong with him. He's always dinged up.
Murray missed 3 games as a rookie 2 years ago. He missed 6 games last season.
Yep.
He only finished with 663 rushing yards, 4 trips to the end zone. You know, he did a pretty decent job in the passing game during those 10 games that he was active. 35 receptions, 251 yards. But again, if you're going to be one of those players that is off the field more often than on it, I'm not trusting you for my squad. I would take Murray as maybe my running back 4. I'd be pushing it if I was relying on him as my flex, only because I know he'll let me down at some point in the season.
Yeah, he's just he's a guy you can't trust. And if you can't trust him, you're going to wind up on our bust list. Moving on down the line, let's go to Cincinnati, Bill. Cincinnati drafted my favorite running back in this year's draft class in Giovanni Bernard, the star out of North Carolina. Very versatile guy. Catches the ball out of the backfield. Very quick, shifty guy. He can also return kicks and punts and all that good stuff. He lands in Cincinnati where Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, who Patriots fans are very familiar with, actually had a decent year last year. So Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis finds his way to our list. We are not we're not targeting him in our drafts this year, are we?
No, we're not. And Green-Ellis had his highest yardage total last year, 1,094 yards. He only had 6 touchdowns. We were used to seeing him score double-digit touchdowns with the Patriots, but I think with the presence of A.J. Green, they have a quality number 2 wide receiver with Mohamed Sanu. They have 2 pretty good tight ends in Jermaine Gresham. They drafted Tyler Eifert this year, the rookie tight end out of Notre Dame. And then now that he's going to be splitting time with Gio Bernard, you know, I think his stats almost split in half this year.
Yeah, I agree. And the uninformed fantasy drafter is just going to look at his stats from last year. They're also going to think about maybe the Bengals being a team on the rise, and they might be thinking that he's going to duplicate those stats. It's not going to happen.
Now,
there's a lot of downside with the law firm this year. There really is.
Especially that he's on Hard Knocks. You know, a lot of people are going to see him more than usual during this offseason. So if you're drafting him as a flex option, you're going to get burned. If you're drafting him as your fifth or sixth running back, it's not that bad, because it is going to be a committee situation with him and Geo. But, I mean, you can't really expect Jarvis Green-Ellis to have another 1,000-yard season.
No, one guy's on the way up, one guy's on the way down, and he's the one on the way down. Always, if there's two guys that are going to share the workload, go with the guy with the upside. That's Geo. There's no upside in the law firm.
All right, speaking of another committee running back, that's Mark Ingram from the New Orleans Saints, and they got a lot of weapons down there on offense, not just at the running back spot, but if you think about the Saints, you think pass, 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 because they have Drew Brees and Marquise Colston and Jimmy Graham and Lance Moore. Add in the two other running backs, Darren Sproles, great out of the backfield catching passes, and Pierre Thomas, and all of a sudden you're kind of thinking, like, what the hell is Mark Ingram going to do this year?
Yeah, I mean, Mark Ingram, he carries a big name out of college. He won the Heisman, Alabama, first-round pick, went to a great offense. A lot of people can't shake that fact that, you know, it all looked very promising, right? You got to look at what happened the last couple of years. The guy just doesn't produce. He's another guy that can't stay healthy. And the Saints have a giant committee system in play, you know? I just don't see it. I mean, if you want to go with the Saints running back and you're in a PPR league, the no-brainer is Darren Sproles, right?
Right.
I don't know. Mark Ingram is just not a guy that I don't think there's upside there. They spread it around too much.
The thing about Mark Ingram, people are hyping him up this year because he's probably injury-free for the first time in his NFL career. He had some knee problems his first two seasons. So while other sites are hyping him up just because, you know, he's not injured, he's 100% healthy, we still have him as a bust at ffchamps.com only because there's so many other weapons there and there's only one ball to go around.
I totally agree. I'm steering clear of that situation. And unless I got Darren Sproles and I'm in a PPR,
yeah.
I'm just not, you know, I'm not psyched about the Saints at all and the running back situation. Forget it.
We go from one of the best offenses in the NFL with the New Orleans Saints to one of the worst offenses with the New York Jets. And Chris Ivory was part of that running back core down there in New Orleans with Mark Ingram, but now he is running by himself with the New York Jets. And Todd, we're still staying away from Chris Ivory, even though he has the job all to himself.
If you're a defensive coordinator and you're playing the Jets this week, Bill, right? You just, what do you do? Does anybody scare you?
Not at all. Not one bit.
The only chance the Jets have of competing is if they do have a good defense like they had a few years ago, and they just try to, you know, pound the ball with Ivory. And everyone's going to know that, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to play a vanilla defense, stop the run, and they won't be able to run. It's pretty simple. Not only that, Chris Ivory's another guy that's had some injury issues in the past.
Again, the New Orleans Saints, we just discussed the running backs. Mark Ingram, Darren Sproles, and Pierre Thomas. Chris Ivory was the fourth man on that totem pole. So he had very limited action. When he was in the game, he was pretty productive. But again, he was playing for the Saints, one of the best offenses in the league. So their running game usually has some success. So he was averaging over 5 yards per carry. But now that he comes to the Jets, I can't see him getting over 4 yards per carry. I don't know how many goal line situations he'll really see this year. A lot of people are expecting, again, he's another guy that people are hyping up across the world of fantasy football, but not at ffchamps.com. We don't believe in him. We don't believe in any of the Jets. One of our 10 commandments for winning fantasy football is stay away from players from bad teams. And yes, Chris Ivory is a player on a very bad team.
There's going to be a point in your draft, in everyone's draft out there, where you're going to be in the middle rounds, okay? And most of the starting running backs will have been off the board. They'll have been taken. And Chris Ivory's going to be there. But then there'll be some high upside, quote-unquote, backup guys like Giovanni Bernard, maybe Ronnie Hillman, you know, some guys with upside. And the idiot in your draft is going to go, well, I'll take Chris Ivory. Hey,
right.
He's a starting running back.
Right.
And you're just going to just shake your head and thank him for getting him off the board. There's no way in hell I'm drafting Chris Ivory anywhere near where he's going in drafts right now.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy for me to follow that train of thought, which you just described perfectly, by the way, because there is always that knucklehead in your draft that just looks at a depth
chart.
He's
a starter.
Right. He's the starter, and that's supposed to convince me that he's going to be, you know, an all-pro running back this year. He's a starter does not equal production. He's a starter just simply means he's on a team. They don't have anyone better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. All right, so those were our running back and quarterback busts. Again, you can check out our entire list. We got wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, and more quarterbacks at ffchamps.com. I strongly urge you to check out the site if you're serious about winning your fantasy football league. ffchamps.com, special 50% off for patriots.com listeners. Todd, we have an email to get to. If you're listening to the show on demand, by the way, you can always hit us up for your fantasy advice at ffchamps. We have an emailer, Todd, from Tom. He's in a keeper league, and he has the second pick overall. The draft is this weekend. We kind of advise people to wait on their drafts until after the third preseason game, but Tom is drafting this weekend, and he keeps four players, and he can start two quarterbacks. So this is one of those leagues, Todd, where if you start two quarterbacks, Russell Wilson is not becomes a really good option.
Now he's play, sure.
Right,
yep.
Okay.
Totally different
story. Let's get to his keepers. He's got Matt Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Weeden, and Cam Newton. So he's got the two quarterback starters with Matt Ryan and Cam Newton.
Right.
Two guys in the top six.
Right.
His strategy was going to be load up on quarterback keepers so he can focus on running backs and wide receivers instead of having to draft Aaron Rodgers, who is still available, and Tom has a number two pick this year.
All right. Here's the deal. Four keepers per team, two quarterback league.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't understand why you keep four quarterbacks.
Well,
are his running backs and wide receivers that bad that he's keeping four quarterbacks?
When you think of Matt Ryan and Cam Newton, both of those guys are the next generation of great quarterbacks.
No, I'm cool with that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying they're the next generation of great quarterbacks. They're going to be around for a long time. There's no reason to have Ryan Tannehill and Brandon Weeden.
No, I mean, I would like to know who his other team was, like, you know, his running backs and wide receivers. He didn't have anybody worth keeping at those two key positions.
Yeah, I would keep, even if it's my third or fourth wide receiver or running back, I would keep them over Tannehill and Brandon Weeden. I mean, he doesn't indicate that he loses a draft pick based on who he's keeping, so.
Well, here's what he's telling us, right? Am I wrong here? But he gives us a list of the players that are going to be available, right?
Right, yeah.
He's number two overall. Aaron Rodgers, Calvin Johnson, Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, just to name a few. Plus Drew Brees,
right.
Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. So he's asking us, with four quarterbacks kept, should he take Aaron Rodgers, a fifth quarterback, number two overall? No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, he has Matt Ryan and Cam Newton. He doesn't need another quarterback. I would – listen, Tom, if you're still listening, go back, dump Weeden, dump Tannehill, get rid of them, keep your third or fourth wide receiver – or running back, and then pick up Jamal Charles or Arian Foster in this year's draft with that number two pick. That's
totally
what I'm doing
agree.
In this league.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. All right, we set him up. Now, he heard us. He's going to go get right on the internet now and make those changes. He'll be ready to rock and roll for his draft.
Good. We like to hear that. We want to hear back from Tom next week. By the way, Fantasy Football Champs is on every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Patriots.com Radio. And Todd and I are also back every Thursday for Football Nation, 4 to 6, right here on Patriots.com Radio. Kevin, you're pretty excited to see Jenny and the Fox Sports girls tomorrow night at the Buccaneers-Pats game, huh?
I'm just fired up to watch some football.
I mean, you don't want to comment on the girls at all?
No, I mean, I think that would be inappropriate, wouldn't it?
I mean, you can just say, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing the females at the game.
Okay, I'm looking forward to doing my job and watching females at the game. I don't want to get fired, Bill.
Oh, my God.
I can't be caught fraternizing on the sidelines.
They're going to be in the stands. They're not going to be with you on the sidelines.
I thought they were actually – they're not going to be like credentialed media that get in.
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe they are.
That's what I figured.
I
already have enough on my plate trying to avoid the cheerleaders down there.
Oh, I saw the cheerleaders calendar, by the way.
Yeah, it just got released, I guess.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah people
listen
are,
to Kevin. Listen, do you know how Kevin put it? I heard like it's just released, I guess. I don't know.
People always ask me, like, you know, you talk to the cheerleaders and this, that, the other thing, but they're actually, thankfully, behind me, so I don't, you know, I have to turn around to look at them, so.
Can I get a copy of the calendar sent to me?
I can see what I can do.
Yeah, see what you can
we
do.
We used to be able to get, we used to have one hanging in the radio studio.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, we just stopped getting them. Like, we got one my first year in 2010, and I'm pretty sure we got one in 11. We definitely didn't get one last year, so we'll see what happens this year.
You still have that Molly McCormick autograph
there? Yeah, that's hanging in there. Yep. Okay. We actually got a bunch of TV equipment, too, in the studio, because our guys that host the pregame and the postgame show are on TV during the game, kind of, like, chiming in now, so which is interesting.
That's a unique way to watch the game.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So it's pretty crowded in here.
All right, well, what do you say that we wrap up this edition of Football Nation? Kevin, hope you have fun tomorrow night at the game. We know you will.
I will. I'll be thinking of you guys.
Todd, anything you have to add?
I hope Kevin takes the Fox Girls on a ride in his chopper.
I want to try to find Jenny. I'll take her for a little spin in my chopper after the game.
There you go.
Done doing my job.
Yeah, man. She seems like a great girl. Brady's house.
That's true. We can have a party. Yeah. Say, hey, Tommy, baby, we're coming over.
There you go.
Patriots and Buccaneers, week 2 of the NFL preseason. A lot of preseason action this weekend. We hope you enjoy it. We'll be back on Patriots.com radio next week. For Kevin Collins, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the second week of preseason football.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.